The next major landmark that we have in the Sfira is Pesach Sheni. To understand the milestone that we reach at Pesach Sheni in the process of counting up to Matan Torah, we have to understand what Pesach Sheni is and why is it that we celebrate it. That even we who did a regular Seder, Baruch Hashem, we didn't miss it. We did, presumably did our Seder, Seder night. So we still omit Tachanun on Pesach Sheni, and we endeavor, you know, for those who are able to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. It's a yontif. You know, there's a innate joy and an innate feeling of closeness to Hashem on Pesach Sheni, even if you do not need to make use of it, because thank God you did your Korban Pesach, you know, at the times when there was a temple. There's still a sense of Yom Tov on Pesach Sheni. What is it? So the Torah says that the people who were impure, because they were carrying the corpse, the machlokas, whose corpse they were carrying, but they were impure and they couldn't do the Korban Pesach at its time, says they came before Moshe and Aaron. Came before Moshe and Aaron, and they complained that Lama Nigar, why should we be any less? You know, we feel like second class is, we didn't have the opportunity to bring the Korban Pesach. So Rashi brings the famous Chazal. It says it came before Moshe and Aaron. Oh, wait a minute. If Moshe eino yodea, Aaron minayin lo. If Moshe doesn't know the halacha, certainly Aaron doesn't know the halacha, because everything that Aaron knows from about Torah, he learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe doesn't know, certainly Aaron doesn't know. Right? So, what does it mean that they came in front of Aaron also? So Rashi brings what Chazal say, Lomdecha Sheh Yoshev Beis Medrash Bosa Shoah, to teach you that Aaron was sitting in the Beis Medrash at that time. So what? To teach you Aaron was sitting in the Beis Medrash at that time. Probably other people sitting in the Beis Medrash at that time. Everyone, you know, was free to engage in Torah study all day long because they didn't have to work for a living because they had the man coming down from heaven. So Aaron was there. That's the first strange thing that has to be understood about the whole story of the emergence of Pesach Sheni. Now Rashi goes on and says, you know, also the name of Chazal, really it was befitting for this parsha to have been said by Moshe Rabbeinu, but they merited, people that asked the question of, you know, raised the issue that we want to make up, you know, for the Korban Pesach that we missed, so they were zocher that the parsha was said through them. What did he say through them? Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Imdu veshma." I said, "You wait here, and I'll hear what God has to say." Moshe Rabbeinu taught this parsha and brought it down from heaven, the same way he brought down the rest of Torah from heaven. So, what does it mean that it should have been taught by Moshe, but they married it and it was said through them? Now, Moshe Rabbeinu brought this Torah down to earth like he brought the rest of Torah down to earth. All right. To understand all this, all right, so the Mishnah says in Ovis, Hillel Oimer Heven Mitamidav Shel Aaron. Hillel says, be from the disciples of Aaron. Oiv Shalom V'Oiv Shalom. He loves peace and he chases peace. Oiv Sabris. He loves the people. Umekar Von La Torah. He brings them close to the Torah. All right, Aaron is described as the one that makes people close to the Torah. All right. And to understand, you know, that Aaron is the one that you know, makes people close to the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu brings the Torah down to earth, but the one that now bridges the people with the Torah, you know, to bring the two entities, the people and the Torah, close to each other. That's what Aaron does. Moshe Rabbeinu brings the Torah, but Aaron makes the people close to the Torah. All right. So, we mentioned the, at this point in the Sfira, Pesach Sheni comes out on the first day of the fifth week, and the fifth week we're counting in the Midah of Hod, right, the attribute called Glory, which is the Midah attributed to Aaron. We just finished counting the Midah of Netzach, the Midah of Eternality, which is a tribute to Moshe. And now we're counting the Midah of Hod, glory. What is glory? glorious thing is glorious. It means that it, you know, its name and its fame and its aura has spread. That's what glory is. Glory, grandeur, you know, something's glorious. It means a lot of people have heard about it, right? It's not something that stays in its corner. It extends outwards. A lot of people are aware of it, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, the beams of light that shot out of his face, right? In the end of Parshas Kisisa, Chazal referred to those beams of light as Karnei Hod, beams of Hod, beams of glory. That what of Moshe Rabbeinu extends outwards for people to see, the light that extends out is called Hod, that's called glory. That Moshe Rabbeinu, he brings the Torah down to earth. How the Torah extends from Moshe Rabbeinu into the people, that's called Hod, that's called glory. Right. The Gemara says, and Rashi brings at the end of Parshas Kisisa, Kachi Seder Mishnah, this is the way that the Torah was taught. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain, the first one that he teaches what he learned from God, the first one he teaches it to is Aaron. First he teaches it to Aaron. And it just says the shear over to Aaron. Then Aaron goes to Moshe Rabbeinu's right-hand side, and then Aaron's children come in and gives the shear over to them, right? And then then they go to the other side of Moshe, and then the Shim Zkenim, the seven elders, some of the elders come in, he says it to them. And then the rest of people come in, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu said the shear four times, Aaron heard it four times, the children of Aaron heard it three times, and Shim's kingdom heard it twice, the rest of people all heard it once. Moshe Rabbeinu leaves, Aaron gives over what he heard, so now now the children of Aaron have heard it four times, three from Moshe, one from Aaron, etc. So then the children of Aaron say over the shear, so now the 70 elders heard it four times, right? You know, twice from Moshe, once from Aaron, and then once from Aaron's children, and then the 70 elders say it over to the people, so now the people heard it four times. One from Moshe, one from Aaron, right? Once from the children of Aaron, and once from the 70 elders. That was the system of how they disseminated the knowledge. But it comes out like this. The very first person outside of Moshe Rabbeinu to be aware of Torah is Aaron. Right? He's the one that pulls the Torah out of Moshe. And indeed, you know, he goes and he further communicates it to the people. The step, the pivotal step that the Torah, which is, you know, by Moshe is like Torah incarnate. It's called Zichru Torah Smata. It's called the Torah of Moshe, because Moshe Rabbeinu, the divine presence, speaks through his mouth, and he's the loyal scribe. So even though he brings Torah to earth, but he's still on God's side of the of the Torah. You know, he's still part of the giver side. Aaron is on the receiver side. Because Moshe Rabbeinu still has God's side of the deal, because the divine presence speaks through his mouth, right? And he has no free will. You know, he writes in Torah exactly what God says. He's a messenger of God, so he's still on the God side of things, whereas Aaron is on the people side of things. And Aaron is what makes that pulls it out of Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the beginning of the process of the Torah going from Moshe Rabbeinu into the people. And that's, consistent, it's the glory of Torah. Torah should become something that everyone's aware of. Aaron makes that process happen. He's the one who initiates the process, he's the one who furthers the process, right? And that's the meat of Hod, the glory of Torah, the light of Torah extending outwards. That's Oev Esabrius Umakar, that he loves the people and he makes them close with the Torah, right? To make the people close to her, to bridge the Torah with the people, make it close, right? And that's, as we know, in the construct of the human being, right? We know that man being B'Tselem is in the divine image. What that means is that man's different organs are connected, are parallel to the different divine attributes that God runs the world with, right? God doesn't look like anything, but what it means man is in a divine image is that man's body emulates the way that God runs the world, right? That could be a whole shiur in its own right, but is this sufficient for the purpose of our discussion? So, in the books of Kabbalah, it says that the attributes of Netzach v'Hod, these are attributes that were fixed and furthered by Moshe and Aaron. Netzach is the right leg, and Hod is the left leg. So the Gemara says when a person walks, so he initially steps out with his right leg, and, you know, right leg first. So it comes out like this, that a person hasn't taken a step, you know, he hasn't changed his position until the left leg is moved. Because when the right leg, you know, since it's the first one, it means the left leg is where it was, so a person's only stretched. But he hasn't changed his position. He hasn't done it until the second leg moves. Right. So that's, you know, that's the mamish to understand what Moshe Aron does. So of course Moshe Rabbeinu brings Torah to earth. So it's called that the Torah has stretched, but the Torah hasn't really changed the position, right? It's as extended towards, but it's still where it was, because it's still not in the people. It's still not in the people. But then there's the left leg, and that's called the person has taken a step, and now he's standing somewhere else from where he was. Now he's really not just stretched, but he's changed his position, and that's what Aaron does. He's the left leg, that when the left leg comes into play, right, so the left leg, you know, completes the step, and now the position has changed, and the person stands in a different place than what he was before. And that's what Aaron does for the Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu albeit, he brings it to earth. So it's called the Torah stretched towards us. But it only stretched, it's still not in us. We're still not close to it. It just as a Torah turned towards us. Turned towards us. Right? But Aaron is the left leg that completes the step and makes the Torah have changed its position to be close to us. He's the glory of Torah. The Torah extends towards us. And this is, you know, the tremendous milestone that, you know, we attain on Pesach Sheni. That just like the halachas of Pesach Sheni itself is for someone who was tamei or b'derech rechoka, the halacha of Pesach Sheni is someone who was impure, so he's, you know, existentially distant from God, because he's tamei, or if a person literally was distant from the Beis Hamikdash, he was b'derech rechoka, he was too far away and he couldn't bring the Karban Pesach, right? So whether you're far away existentially or far away, you know, that is in a way that as much as you want to learn, but God forbid you didn't have the opportunities. So you had a physical distance, you were physically blocked from your aspirations. So there's existentially being distant, and there's also being a victim of circumstances, being literally far away, right? So Pesach Sheni makes up and gives, you know, these people who are far away physically or existentially, right? Now they're close. Now they could. They won't miss out. They won't miss out. They have this chance to make it up. So they were far away, but now they're close. So that's what, you know, Pesach Sheni is for the person who missed the first Pesach because he was disconnected. All right. So now they are connected. That distance that they had from Kedusha has been bridged. They made up for it with Pesach Sheni. So what it is for people who missed the first Pesach. You know, what it is for them in particular, that's what it is for the whole Jewish people in general, vis-a-vis our coming, approaching the Torah on Shavuos. That's called that until Pesach Sheni, we're moving towards the Torah, but we're still far away. Right? It's so we're extending ourselves towards the Torah, we're stretching towards it, but it's still far away. So we're trying and, you know, but it's not called yet that we're close. From Pesach Sheni, and onwards, it's called that we're close to the Torah. Now we're close, and it's sort of called that we're over a certain hump in our journey, that now we're close. You know, until Pesach Sheni, we're not close. We're moving towards the Torah, but it's still called we're far away from the Torah. As Pesach Sheni, we cross a milestone, now we're close to the Torah. We know that in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew, the word karov also means to be related. Means to be a relative. From this point onwards, we're called relatives with the Torah. And this also could be seen in Pesach Sheni itself. You see these people, right, that they had a wonderful excuse why they didn't bring the Korban Pesach at its proper time. Right? They were tamei, and they were doing a tremendous chesed to the deceased, carrying their coffins. It was the right thing for them to do. They were not supposed to abandon the coffins. Right? They had the one most wonderful excuse in the world. They should just be happy that they were saved the hassle of bringing a Korban, and they're not happy. They're upset. Lama nigar, why should we be any less? They cry out that they feel that they're missing, right? even though they're not going to go to hell for not having brought the Korban Pesach, they had the best excuse in the world. And they're not happy that they have an excuse. They're unhappy that they didn't have the opportunity to bring a Korban to Hashem. That shows that they're related to the Torah. They're close to the Torah. The whole catalyst for the halachos of Pesach Sheni coming down was that the man let out a cry that I feel I'm missing the Torah. That's indicative that the man feels related to the Torah. He feels close to the Torah. Right? And that's what it means. Aaron was in the base membership at the time. It means to say that the midah of Aaron, the attribute of Aaron, was at play over here. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that's going to teach the laws of Pesach Sheni, but it's the attribute of Aaron that was the act force. That's what it means. That's what Chazal utu. To teach you he was in the base membership time. You know, these people were demanding the laws of Pesach Sheni because of the influence of Aaron. That's what it means he was in the base measure time. It was his influence on them that made them want a makeup, that makes them feel close to the Torah, makes them feel related to the Torah, and would therefore makes them feel that they're missing. If they missed an opportunity, they feel lacking, like second-class citizens, they didn't have the opportunity to bring the Korban Pesach. That's all the influence that Aaron had on them. That's what it means to teach what Aaron was in the base measure. And that's what it means, that this Torah came through them. Because regularly the Torah was given to us as the order of how Torah was is that it's directives from above. God tells Moshe to tell us, and it's a directive. So it's called that the Torah is, you know, the cause and effect is Torah is commanded upon us, and we have to obey whether we like it or not, whether we enjoy it or not. Right? Whereas over here, the cause and effect was reverse. That the people feel that they need Torah. They feel a relationship with Torah. And because of that, the people want it so badly, so Hashem sends down through Moshe Rabbeinu. So of course, Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching these laws the same way he taught the rest of the Torah. But what it means is that it was said through the people, is that the people were the catalyst for these laws to come down. Moshe Rabbeinu, right, you know, generally, he's the catalyst for Torah to come down because, like we said, he's on the God side of the equation, right? He's on the giver side. He represents God. So Moshe Rabbeinu is giving the Torah. This is what you have to do. Do it, whether you like it or not. But over here, the cause and effect is not. It's not being initiated by Moshe Rabbeinu, as Moshe Rabbeinu represents God. So it's not being initiated by God. It's being initiated by the people. It's all being said through them. Moshe Rabbeinu forever remains the only vehicle to bring Torah to earth. It's true here as well as, you know, no different from the rest of Torah. Right, but over here, the cause and effect, the catalyst is their demand that we feel we need something like Pesach Sheni. That catalyst to make Moshe Rabbeinu bring it down, that because of that, God sends Moshe Rabbeinu. That's called it's being said through them. Right, because their closeness to the Torah, the kinship that they feel with the Torah, which is Aaron's influence, that's what causes the laws of Pesach Sheni to come down. And that's the tremendous simcha of Pesach Sheni. We now feel closeness and kinship with the Torah, and it's a tremendous milestone in the Omer. We're now called that we're getting close to the Torah.